So now we're going to go into meditation. And in this meditation, we're going to take all these pieces we've talked about, kind of put them together, so that you and the egregor and money can get into a flow, into a magic, into a momentum. So get yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable. Relax. And by relaxing, what you do is you just take a nice belly breath in. You don't have to make a suck in a really big one. Oh no, this is not macho meditation. Just breathing normally, breathe in. Just enough to kind of really feel your chest expand nicely, and then just let it go as if you just kind of drop it out. You don't push it out, you don't huff it out, you don't blow it out, you don't hold it and hiss it out. So it's not specific. There's the specifics we want you to do is to get in touch with your parasympathetic nervous system, because that's where the meditations work the best. So you breathe in, and then you just let it drop. And you feel a sense of relaxation. Just keep breathing in with your belly, and then just let it drop. You're just going to go. You may even want to open your mouth and just let your jaw drop. Let it just come out. Let your shoulders kind of drop a little bit. Just let yourself get as comfortable as you can. Now, we know you're sitting up, and we do recommend that you don't lie down on your back because it's too tempting to fall asleep sometimes. But we just suggest that you just breathe in and let it go. And close your eyes as you're doing this. And just feel like a curtain of privacy is surrounding you. Gently surrounding you, kind of in the darkness, even if you have lights on. Just let it feel like it's a shadow, a positive shadow, a quiet and dark, peaceful place surrounding you as you relax. And let that relaxation go from your chest, through your head and shoulders, down your arms. Let the relaxation with each breath go down and into your hips and legs. Until when you relax, the whole body is relaxed all the way to the tips of your toes. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, relaxed. So relaxed. And so we're going to use your imagination now. Use your imagination and go to a place in your imagination that's beautiful. A beautiful place. And to go there, we're going to travel first through the sky. We're going to travel through a starry sky. Now, the stars could be out during the daytime. That happens on the astral plane. Or it could be a night sky, a beautiful night sky where you see the Milky Way. Let yourself just float through the sky with all the stars, hundreds, thousands of stars. And each point of light that is the star, each star is a being of light who loves you. It's your friends on the other side, your spirit guides, your higher self. Loving beings, loving beings watching you, witnessing you, seeing you. Let yourself just float safe, safe in the love. You're safe in the love. And then let some of these stars move from their position and form a ball of stars, a big, beautiful ball of stars above you. This is the way we show ourselves. We, the group, a group of star beings, we come together for you. And we send you a beam of light that comes down and surrounds you. and we just surround you and let you flow. You just feel the flow like you're floating through a river. Just let yourself float, feeling the support, feeling the flow. And we flow you and flow you and flow you until at some point you feel your feet hit the earth gently. You land, surrounded in light, supported in love. You land. You gently land. And you stand in some place. And you open up your inner eyes to find yourself in a beautiful, beautiful place. A place of great nature beauty. This world has many beautiful, beautiful places. Let yourself just enjoy this gorgeous place. And there, you see coming, and you call them. You say, yes, 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 higher self, come. Future self, the magnificent, fulfilled, prosperous future self. Yes, or Gregor. Yes, personified the archetype, the spirit of money. Yes, come, come. And they come. And they stand around you in form, surrounding you, a big group surrounding you. And you say, you know, I'm wanting to create this manifestation, this materialization of wonderful feelings and joy and happiness with money coming through, receiving money and prosperity and living abundantly. Living my spiritual path, living my destiny path with the richness and the wealth and the beauty and wonder of money. Money smiles. Their Gregor smiles. Everyone is smiling. Yes, yes. It's as if they all agree. And the Gregor gestures to you, come, come hither. With that come gesture. Oh, all right. And you follow the egregor. And money accompanies you. So just you and the egregor walk off. But then your team follows. They just kind of float along with you. They're always there to witness, always there with you. And you and the egregor and money go into, open a door and go into what looks like an executive boardroom. And the egregor and you, there's a round table and you sit down. The others stand around, hold the resonance, hold the light, and the three of you sit there, the egregor suggests, okay, well, you know, to do all of that, we suggest that you need to be bigger. You know, you need to expand more. And you need to commit to fulfilling your destiny. You need more commitment. You need to know your purpose and you need to be on your path and fulfill it. To hold the highest resonance so that you can take your place amongst the favored ones. The ones that I favor, the ones that work with the world, to take your place, to lift this dream and expand your money channel. We suggest that you do this. And money says, you know, I really can't get behind you unless you do agree to do this. So you think about it. Yeah. You're willing to commit. You are willing to be on your path. You're willing to give to the collective. You're willing to present your value. You're willing. And as soon as that happens, the scene shifts, just like in a dream. And you find yourself alone in front of a big, imposing wall. A wall that's kind of like of glass, because you can see through the wall. And behind the wall is all of this stuff. It's almost like it's a wall, and behind it is like an ocean. It's like water, but it isn't water. It isn't earth. What is it? But it's something that's being held behind that wall of glass. And you go, oh, this is the energies of the collective. This is the egregor in energy patterns. Because you could see patterns in there. You could see movement in there. You could see flow in there. You could see sparkles in there. You could see all sorts of stuff. Dark stuff, light stuff, everything in there. You're very small compared to this wall. You can't see over it. It's way up there. It's probably, you know, at least 30 feet, maybe 40 up there. And you look behind you and it's like an empty plane. You go up to the wall and you push on it. It's hard. Won't let you in. All right. But then you remember, okay. You remember, well, You remember that they said that you needed to expand. Dear Gregor mentioned you needed to expand. It's kind of dark. It's quiet here. But, you know, you made a commitment. So, let's do it. So you call in the four forces, the four forces of nature. You call in the air in the east. You call in the fire in the south. You call in the water in the west. You call in earth in the north. And the four archangels come in their power. And you expand yourself. You feel the light within you. And they, one at a time, you and they, starting with the east, you connect root chakra to root chakra, a beam of light. Second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, fifth chakra, sixth, seventh. And you grow bigger and brighter as you give love to them through those seven beams of light that grow bigger and brighter, and you receive love from them back and forth, light and love. And now you do it for the Lord of the South. Root, connect. Second chakra, connect. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Love and light moving back and forth with fire. You grow more, bigger, bigger. Then the West, Lord of the West, root chakra, second chakra, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Energy, love, and light, back and forth, stronger, bigger. You're bigger, expanding more. And then earth, root, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Love and light between these seven light beams, back and forth, bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger. And you expand, so you're expanding 20 feet, 30 feet tall, expanding up to their height. Huge, bright. And then suddenly you are by yourself again, but huge, bright. And now you can look over the wall. You look over the wall, and there you see the personified egregor. You see money over there. Way over there. The egregor sees you. Oh. Notices you. Money perks up. Oh, yeah. But they don't come. Okay, then you reinforce your commitment. You choose, you build your resonance, you desire what you wish, you choose it. You take your power, you feel your power, you own it. You feel the success that you want, you start expecting it, what it would feel like, stepping into that, owning it, feeling gratitude, trusting, feeling the support. Feeling yourself as a conscious life, light being, a powerful reality creator. You start giving love and compassion to the world, streaming over the wall into every direction, and the shadows go away. It becomes brighter and brighter. Breathing in love and light with your whole reality. Even over the wall, into the distance, sending light and love everywhere into the distance, it touching everywhere, coming back to you. You are so tall now, you're so luminous. You are saying, you have value, I have love and value to offer, you say to the egregor. I'm willing to receive from you what I want. The egregor gives you that gesture. Come, come. And you step to the wall, and you step through the wall. You enter the collective. You're surrounded by all those energies, swirling, sparkling, dark stuff, light stuff, everything flowing. At first, it's a bit scary and overwhelming. But gradually, you get used to it, to the chaos, and your head is kind of over it. You're starting to see, you're seeing over it. And eventually, you realize it's not hurting you. It's, in fact, actually gentle. It's almost tickling you. It can almost be fun. And it parts and fades, and you find yourself entering a large stadium, a large auditorium. You enter into these big doors, into this auditorium, and there's a stage with a microphone or a podium or something, and there's a stage, and then there's hundreds and thousands of people down around the amphitheater and up in the bleachers, or up in higher levels, a huge one, and you're entering right by the steps to the stage. And so you start to take the stage is in front of you and the audience is to your left. So you decide to take a left and to go join the people. This is interesting. You know that this is the collective, all these people. But you are going to go blend with the people and see what's going on. But money, the spirit of money, the personified money, stands in the front with the microphone. And it sees you. And it greets you. It calls you by name. Hello. There you are. Come on up here. You, me? Me up on the stage? Okay. That's a surprise, but anyway, you walk up the steps to the stage and over to the microphone, to the podium or whatever it is, and the money's there. Money introduces you to the crowd. And they start clapping, cheering. They cheer for you. They're cheering for you. Yay! Yay for you! Like you're some kind of major celebrity. They're supporting you. They're excited for you. Wow, they're so thrilled to see you. How does that feel? Let it in. Let it in. What does it feel like? You're being noticed. You're being seen. All their eyes are on you, and they're all supportive. They're all cheering for you. What do you feel? Money goes on to explain that you're a champion of the light. You're a deserving and powerful person to be honored today, and that we've all been waiting for you. The audience continues to agree and cheer, feel the support. Money then gives you the microphone. And you step in front of the microphone, facing the cheering crowd. You love them. You know to do that. You know to love them. You know to appreciate them. They're appreciating you. You feel their love. You feel their attention. You feel the power and the energy of this huge number of people giving love and energy to you. Feel it. It's like you're a rock star or something. What does that feel like? Loving you. Then you ask them, here's what I want. And they quiet down and listen. You explain to them the channel that you want to open for you, that you want to fill up, that you want to bring in abundance and prosperity, that where you can feel the love and the joy and share more of who you are in the world. Tell them about your channel. Describe it. What's it going to look like when it's successful? How much fun you're going to have with that success? And how much love is there? And then you just feel so much love for all these people. Oh, yeah. And you tell them how much you love them and you how much you want them to be successful too. And that you want them all to have good lives, them all to have success. And they begin cheering you on even more. You! Whistles and hoots and hollers. Yay! And feel it. Let all that sound in. Let the sound of cheering in into you, into your body. Feel it. Feel it. Let it in. And money comes back up to the microphone and says, yeah, yeah. And they give them a hand and they cheer some more. And then there's a stir in the back of the room. The stir all over the place. And you can hear people, oh, blah, 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 you know. You don't know what they're saying, but the people are milling around talking about something or they're looking at something. And what you're seeing is coming down the aisles or coming through the crowd. Are people holding big baskets of money, big money piles, and other wealth, things that symbolize wealth, things like gems and jewelry and gold, precious things, things that people value, the highest of values, all this money and these, like, all these bills piled up. And coins. and they come up to the stage with these baskets, and they put a big pile on the floor in the stage, middle of the stage. And they keep coming up, build bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger pile. And money indicates to you, now look over there. Look, look. Go over, touch it, feel it. So you go over to this pile that keeps growing, and you wade into it, and you start touching it and feeling it, and you're feeling this love and gift of the collective. You're feeling this incredible sense of abundance and prosperity there, a phenomenal sense of abundance, richness, wealth, tremendous sense of wealth that maybe you've never felt before in your life. And so you're feeling it, and it starts to pile up all around your body. You start being surrounded by it, and more keeps getting piled on top of you. And then you are surrounded and filled and overflowing. And this money comes in as energy, and it comes into you. It comes into you, and you feel more wealthy and more abundant. You feel rich. You feel like a multimillionaire. You feel like a billionaire. You feel like a multibillionaire. You feel so well. You have the whole earth, your whole world. You're feeling so wealthy. Feel it. Come on, imagine. Come on. Expand. Close your eyes in ecstasy. As you fall back into more money, more gold, more gems, more beauty, more things of value, all sorts of things that the consensus values, all its gifts of values for you. Love is in there. Money is in there. Vitality and sparkles of gifts and giving is in there. Oh, let yourself just soak it up. Breathe it in. You deserve it because you're a light being. This is your reality, your world. It's created just for you. What you want is important. Who you are is valuable. You are worthy. Receive it all in. Let it come in. Let it strengthen your spine. Strengthen your back. Let it expand your love of your heart. Let it fill up your solar plexus power. Feel it wrapping around your head, your brain sparkling with value. The collective's gift of value to you. Everything of cultural value. Then you find yourself being held, even though you're feeling yourself being wrapped up in it, then you realize you're being held. You're being held. And as you open your eyes, you realize the egregor, who is now like a big, gentle giant, has wrapped you up in its arms. It smiles. It's so into you. It smiles and stands you up, putting its arm around your shoulders like you're the best pal. You and it the same size. You know, you're like same size. You're both tall. You're both bright. You're both big. And there's sparkles all around. You don't see the people anymore. You don't see the pile of money anymore. This money just has flown through you. It's like rivers of water has moved through you. And you feel cleansed and purified and filled with this collective power and energy and value. And the egregor points in front of you. And there stands your future self, as tall or even taller than you, shining, luminous, prosperous, rich. Rich in many ways, wealthy in many ways. Not just with money, but just joyous, truth, beauty, resonance of light, success. Tremendous success, sparkling. and your future self also beckons, come. And it turns and moves away from you. The egregor, go, go, go. And you follow your future self into the future. A path of gold under the future self's feet. And you find that path of gold that the future self is on, and you follow it behind this future self, feeling stronger and brighter. And you move into a place that's even brighter, and it gets brighter, and it gets brighter, and it's bright. You feel light. You feel free. You feel happy. You start to fly. You see your energy radiating out from you. A giant light beating, radiating out all over the world, going into all the corners of the world, picked up by everybody who sends it back. Money and energy. Love is money. Love is energy. Love is money. Money, 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 money. Love, 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 love. Success, 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 success. Fun, fun, fun. Celebration, celebration. You receive it with gratitude. Feel like bubbles of popping on you, pop, pop, pop. Just beautiful love bubbles with gratitude. Feel the gratitude. Feel the gratitude. Feel the appreciation with love and joy. Your ego says, hey, I did this. I'm so great. And you say, no, I receive this. Once again, the ego vanishes and you feel safe. You feel loved, seen, and heard, and you belong. Yeah. You belong. Feel the belonging. You belong here. The world is supporting you. All is going according to plan. It's all going to turn out well. It's turning out well. It's moving towards that, moving towards well-being, moving towards success, moving towards greater and greater abundance and prosperity. And in the bright light, you see waiting for you, your team, your friends on the other side, your higher self, your future self, still marching forward vigorously, joyously, you running behind them, just all excited. Adventure, what an adventure. They're celebrating, they're happy, they're smiling, they're getting brighter and brighter and brighter. The divine presence is there. A giant, brilliant, divine presence. And your future self walks into this presence, disappears into this light, this incredible sacred light. You keep moving forward, and the divine presence expands. Expands to you and then surrounds you. Receive the grace of the divine, you, a divine being, from the greater divine, from God, Goddess, all that is. Feel the support, the love, the unconditional acceptance and love of you. The greater you that you are in, the expanded you, the you for whom money is just natural and normal. It's natural and normal for you at this level to have plenty of wealth, abundance, prosperity, and support. For the world to love you, for you to love the world, for you to be loved by the divine as being loved by the world, for you to belong in the arms of the divine, in the arms of the world, in the support of world, where money has your back, where all your unseen friends, all your support team, all your spiritual team has your back. And in this light, you lift up. You just start to lift up. Lift up into the light. Lift up into the divine light. This is your path home. This is a path out of the illusion. This world, this illusion is yours. The divine is you. The divine loves you. It is all one. Soak it in. Soak it in. Let it just drench you. Claim it. Yes, this is me. Own it. This is where I am becoming and going. This is where I am expanding to. This is where I wish to be. This is where I claim to be. This is the new natural and normal for me. I choose this. I choose this. And even thinking of that can make you feel smaller. Because maybe by choosing it, you're not acknowledging the fullness of it. But you feel another wave of love, another wave of light. Ah, and you breathe it in. You let yourself just become like light, floating in the light. And then you find your feet landing. Landing somewhere. You're standing somewhere, still surrounded in light. And the light becomes sparkles, and the sparkles fade, leaving you in a very beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous place in your world. You're on your path. You're ready to go. You and your world are going to have a good time together. And so, like, just remember to the best you can this state of being. Remember how you feel. Remember how bright the light is and how it feels natural for you to be so sparkly and so bright and so expanded you can hardly sense where you're bound, where you end and your world begins. You belong. You're one. Remember this state. Make note of it so you can remember it at any point in your life. And as you do that, let yourself float gently now back into body consciousness where you're sitting with your eyes closed, back into that body. And as you bring yourself back into that awareness of your body, this energy, this light, heals your body. It puts it on another level of resonance above the negative thinking, above the illnesses or debilities, above the limitations of belief, above all those restrictions and limitations. It brings this frequency, this greater resonance, into your body to lift it for this moment and perhaps forever. For this moment to no longer have any problems, any limitations. You're out of the box. No more walls. No more prison. In your body, whole and complete. Remember this feeling. Remember this state of being and surround every cell in your body with this light, with this love. And now, gently, 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 let yourself blink your eyes softly open, coming back to your room where you are. Bring this light back with you. Imagine that this light is embedded itself in sparkles into the walls of this room. Imagine that you're living in this delightful spiritual illusion called physical plane reality, an adventurous place that you've chosen to come to learn your creation skills, to build your godness. And now ground yourself in your body. Just kind of breathe. Maybe stretch a little bit. Maybe slap your thighs. Clap your hands a little bit. Just a little gently. Move around a little bit. Welcome back. You're new. You're a prosperous being. The egregor loves you. Money has your back. You're free now to pursue your destiny path that is true to you. Keep up your resonance. Stay connected. And allow time and magic to unfold for you. We have so much enjoyed working with you and your beautiful energies, and we look forward to any time in the future that we could possibly work with you again. It's such much fun for us. We love it. We love you. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. We wish you our very best. Call on us. We can be with you anytime, anywhere, any place. Farewell.